Proclamation number 3668 of 26th of January, 1946. Earthly activity, redemption process. Nothing you see is without essence, for the whole of creation contains spiritual substances which are at the lowest point of their development and strive to ascend. And if you now consider that all creatures wrestle and long for redemption, you must be eternally grateful that you have already overcome what is still granted to that beingness, that you have covered the endless long path and now only stand before the last test of earthly life which can earn you complete release from the form. You are therefore constantly surrounded by opposing or struggling spirits which want to draw you back to themselves, but which you can also help upwards if you are willing to do so. Every change of form is progress for the spiritual, as long as the new form fulfills a serving purpose. And as soon as you eagerly contribute to the change of form, as soon as you create new forms, you yourselves offer the spiritual the opportunity for ascent development. Thus your activity on earth is a blessed one if it simultaneously favors the maturing of the beingness in matter. And the blessing will also be noticeable for the human being insofar as his own spiritual development progresses faster because his activity, even if earthly, is also a redeeming one in the spiritual sense. People who make such activities their life's task are therefore also active in a redeeming way, only their work has to be done willingly, not under compulsion without their own impulse, otherwise the beingness in matter can certainly progress upwards but not the person who carries out this activity. Every earthly work which helps the still immature spiritual in matter to serve favors the process of release of that which is bound in the works of creation, and the more diligently the human being carries out his earthly activity the more orderly the process of redemption takes place, and if love drives him to it, love for his fellow human beings or also for the unredeemed in creation. This will also become noticeable in an orderly earthly life, because then a peaceful work of building up but not hostile work of destruction is the result and this always corresponds to divine order. A destruction of matter without simultaneous transformation for the benefit of people certainly provides the spiritual with freedom for a short time but contrary to divine order. And the spiritual takes revenge for its interrupted course of development with God's permission. It oppresses people and also other works of creation until it is bound again in a form which corresponds to its state of maturity. As long as divine order is disregarded, the spiritual upward development on earth will not take its right course. And this will always result in spiritual and earthly chaos. The loving human being recognizes this and increases his earthly activity in order to compensate for what people's unkindness is to blame for. And as long as love and unkindness are in balance, the state on earth will also be bearable. But as soon as unkindness prevails, the love of others will no longer be able to prevent damage to the same extent as sins are committed. And the disorder in earthly life grows immeasurably. The struggling spiritual substance in creation must be helped by people if it is to be able to redeem itself from its respective form as soon as it is itself willing to serve. And every human activity which fulfills this purpose will be blessed and facilitate the ascent development of countless spiritual beings. Amen.